following is an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio Digital Media, brought to you by Brown & Wood Buick GMC Cadillac and Mazda.
Thank you, Eastern North Carolina, for 81 years of service to Brown & Wood Mazda. Much has changed over the years, except the way we do business. Since 1936, with the support of lifelong customers, we still maintain the same values and integrity in our third-generation family-owned dealership.
We're coming off of a good open date week. We were able to get a little bit healthier than we were last week at this time. Also had a good chance to go back and take a look, few of the things on defense, a few of the things on offense that we got to get better at. And hopefully some of the work that we put in over the last week will help us get past some of that. We had a great week of being able to get holding a little bit more accustomed to some of the new things, strike zone plays, red zone plays. Been a really good week for him being in the building, coming around. But the leadership that he's shown over the last 2 weeks has also spoke volumes to the staff. We've had a chance to look at some of our younger players, a couple of young players that will hopefully get a few reps in the game moving forward. Deuce Fuller came out of the Hollywood period that we had and did a really good job for us. Also, another young man that showed up as a freshman has done a good job for us, but did a really, really good job for us last week was Tyler Sneed. So hopefully we'll get to see a couple of those guys working into the game plan a little bit more, whether it be special teams, whether it be offense. But all in all, a good week to come off of the open date and looking forward to a really good Memphis team, really showcased by their ability to run the football. I think Henderson is definitely one of the best backs not only in our conference but in the country. He'll be a high draft pick. He's done a really, really good job until this point of creating X plays, but also the dirty yards, the 3 to 4 yard runs, he's been able to do it and do it consistently. They're coming off of a tough game, so we know that they'll be anxious to get back to playing good football, and thankfully we get to play him here.
Coach, Memphis hit a pile on last year, last game of the season. Is that something we think about going into this year?
Yeah, we talked about it this morning as a staff. We had came out from a situation to where we had played better against the Tulane game. It came down to 1 yard where we weren't able to execute there at the end. Then we played well against the Cincinnati team that we started to build some momentum, and then we went to Memphis and didn't play well at all. So, yeah, a lot of that it came up. It really didn't have anything to do about the deciding factor of this game, but it also is something that I did bring up to the staff, yes.
Last year after the Memphis game, you guaranteed postseason for this year.
Yep.
Have you thought about that more this week as this game approaches?
I think about it every day. I think about it all the time, but this is a huge game. We understand that. Last time we took the field was a huge game. I think we're in a lot different situation than we were. The last time we took the field, there's a lot more. We know a lot more. We know a lot more about our quarterback position. Defensively, we'll bring back some of our defensive secondary. So, yeah, something that I think about it. You know, I think about it every day. Something that we need to get back to. There's no question about it.
What do you want Holden to do more of as far as the passing game?
Nothing. I think he did a really good job in the passing game. I think what we have to do offensively is our run action pass has to be much better. And he's only a very small percentage of the run action pass. In a run action pass game, it comes down to are we high hat, low hat in our offensive line? I mean, does it really feel and seem like run? If we can get our protection squared away to look like run and our receivers running the depths that they need to run, we'll be better in that portion of it. As I evaluated it, he threw away some balls that I liked him to throw away. The only thing that you're talking about throwing the ball, it really was just decision making. He had some nice, easy RPOs to take where he decided to pull them down and run. So some of those spitting it. But as far as just throwing the ball down the field, I thought he was very effective at going through his reads. He's been much better this week. But our run action pass game that has so much to do with our receivers, our backs coming through those fakes low, finishing the run, making it look like run. And then the biggest part of it is the high hat, low hat in our offensive front. Yeah, happy for him. Glad he's in a position in his career where he can retire and run out, ride off into the sunset.
Scott, you mentioned Deuce Fuller earlier. How did you want to incorporate him? Is that as a running back, receiver, or special teams?
More of a running back and some slot action. Deuce has gotten a lot bigger since he got here. When he first came here, he was a lot more slight, and, you know, we had him at receiver. But then he got with Coach C, and now he's turned into more, you know, more of a running back type, body type. So we got a chance to see him a lot last week as a running back. But definitely in special teams, coverage units, he's really worked to get to where he is now, so we're happy for him.
In your opinion, which position group or individual has benefited most from this bye week?
the quarterback position. Definitely the quarterback position. I think from a learning standpoint, the quarterback position and just being able to be around the players as the leader. I mean, he's had a solid 2 weeks now where he can actually run the drills, tell a guy that was in the right depth. There's a lot that goes into that that a lot of people don't understand. He's done a good job of it. As far as health-wise, I'd probably say our defensive secondary. Tank Robinson was banged up a lot. He's back to practicing. Corey Sargent was banged up a lot. He's back to practicing. Marcus Holton was banged up a lot. He's back to practicing. So we got a benefit of those guys all being back. We need them this week. No, I think they do a good job of just making sure he gets the ball. He takes you to the ball a lot. When you have a great player and a great back, the easiest way for him to get it sometimes is to snap it to him. So I don't necessarily think it's just creativity. I just think that they're much better in their front than a lot of people are talking about too, from tackle to tackle. They're really good. They can their zone scheme is really effective. I like their footwork of their back, of course. But at the end of the day, it's about getting the best player that they have, the ball. They feel like he's the best player. So it's really not creativity. It's just trying to put him in more positions to get as many plays as he possibly can get.
When you look at this game offensively and defensively, what does East Carolina have to do to be successful against Memphis this weekend?
Well, defensively, we got to do what we've been doing and then do it five more plays. Because as I looked at every game of the year this year, and it's not just us, it's all defenses everywhere. You go from being a good defense to an elite defense or an average defense to an elite defense, a good defense, by five or six plays a game. And I think we can go from good to being elite if we can just play, sound in the run game. I think we got out of our gaps a couple of times. We had a few of those issues before. We'll fix that. That's going to get better. And we got to stop giving up the big plays on third down, third and 16, third and 15, third and long. We've got to be better at it. It's heartbreaking because our guys are playing really well in some situations, but it doesn't show up because of the big plays that shows there. On offense, we've got to let this young man go out and execute what he can execute. And I think that that's a lot. I really think that the people around him have got to take their game and bring it to another level. I was very disappointed in five or six of our plays on offense. It kind of came to the same thing on offense. It's five or six plays on offense were misaligned. Alignments weren't great by receivers. Just the smallest of details that when you are playing with a freshman quarterback, he can't fix all those things right now. He has enough to think about in his own world to whether he's telling a guy to slide in a half a yard or slide out a half a yard or a tight end to be in the B gap versus the C gap. And that's what he's been able to gain this week. But that's what we've got to be able to do. It's the small things, the five or six plays on offense. I think we're going to really get better. We move the ball more effectively in some situations in this last game. But the smallest details, now that we got Holton in there, guys going to have to do it on their own. You got to be able to do your own job. And we can go out and let this guy execute the game plan. Because if he can go out and have a productive game, which I know he can, it's all going to be based on what the people around him can do. So Taj practiced yesterday for the first time in a while, and hopefully he'll be ready to go. Still don't really have a real update on Spelsey. Don't think that he's going to be available this week because he is, he is still in a sort of a protocol, the way that works. So there's nothing more than I can say right now about that. And hopefully, we'll find out more details as the weeks go on, but he is still in the protocol. It's been hard to say anybody else is inconsistent because of some of our inconsistencies, and it's hard for me to say that. I think that they've been unfortunate at times. If you look at the UCF game, you would call that a very unfortunate set of circumstances where they turned the ball over and things happened because they dominated the game. The first half of the game and into the fourth quarter of the game and just had some unfortunate circumstances. I think they've been unfortunate a couple of times. And as you watch the Missouri game, the one thing that they had happen is something that they haven't had happen in the past, few years. It's the five or six plays in the game that we're talking about that showed up. They showed up against them, and that's not something that you've seen happen. They blew a coverage here. They got out of a gap here, on a fourth and short, going back to Tulane. Just very unfortunate that comes out, and it's a big time touchdown. So some unfortunate situations, but they have had five or six plays to show up as of late that they didn't have that in the past.